Somebody wrote a letter to the courier complaining her job was going to be outsourced. Are you outsourcing some jobs in an effort to save money?
No, we're not. We haven't done that. We haven't even brought a consultant on campus. However, we are looking at various ways in which we can be fiscal responsible here. We're looking at all of the areas to see to make sure that we are working and providing efficiency in all of the areas. We've had that mentioned by a couple of trustees before, and with the way the economy is and our budget and is, and the way the our shortfall in our state appropriation, we have to do as much as we can to conserve. However, we have not brought a consultant in yet, but we will bring a consultant in, and we have not outsourced anything. It's just maybe a possibility. We don't know what we're going to do, but you know, there are all kinds of possibilities that we can do to conserve funds. I think that individuals are jumping the gun with that, and they have a right to voice their concerns, which we very much appreciate individuals voicing their concerns, but that's not something that we have done, nor have we brought any consultant on our campus at this point.
It's a possibility, but it's not anything that's been set.
Absolutely. Right. It may be a possibility, but we have to look at that. And then we take input from all of the constituencies on campus. That's what we do. We're known for shared governance. We're known for being transparent in what we do. We don't do anything behind a curtain and just say this is what we're going to do at Western. We have open meetings with individuals just as we do with the budget. And that's what we do when we have major decisions to be made.
Speaking of which, you're going to hold one such session January 23rd?
January 23rd, we're going to have some an open budget meeting as we did last spring. And the university community seems to like this when we do come forward to talk about our financial situation, when we talk about the challenges that we face with our budget as well as with enrollment and as well as with other challenges that we have at the institution. But one thing that I want to say to the university community is that be patient with us. These are very challenging times in higher education, and we're not the only institution to be facing these challenges. All of the institutions in the state of Illinois, as well as across the country, are facing these same challenges. But I think it's when individuals are uncertain, when they don't know exactly what's going to happen, and neither do we. But and then I think that gets individuals in an uproar, and sometimes the wrong messages are sent out. But I want to assure individuals, we're always concerned about our employees and to make sure that we're able to meet payroll at all times. And we have done that. We have been very fiscal responsible here at this institution. And we've been very frugal. And Western Illinois University is what it is because of the people here. We know that we have individuals who care about this institution who work here, as well as those constituencies outside of the institution. They care, and our stakeholders and our trustees, they care about this institution just as we do. But at the same time, we cannot continue to do the same things that we have done for year after year, because we will get those same results, unless they are positive results. Now, we're going to have to do some things a little different in order to get better results. And I think this is going to help Western Illinois University become a much stronger institution than what it is. And with these challenges, it's helping to shape public education and to get Western Illinois University to where we need to be as an institution during these challenging times.
And are you going to go into some of those details on January 23rd?
Absolutely. We will do that. We've always been open and transparent, and we're going to continue to do that.